I asked you a question that you're probably not going to answer, but I throw it out there anyway. Is it possible that Spivey could end up on the injury list? Is he at that point now where it's injured list, or, you know, he's coming back? Is this D-Day?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's, you know, everybody, you make a decision whether they can come back or not and be able to help the team, and you want to stay with them as long as you can. His situation is different because it's a concussion. I mean, that's the only thing that makes his difference. So, you know, like we said a million times, you know, you can tough out a sprained ankle, you can wrap up a hamstring, but there's nothing you can do on a concussion, and we just got to take that as it comes.
Is it a fait accompli that Florence is going to play Sunday, just a question of the
timing
of the move?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely trending that way. And it'll be good to get him back on the field. But, you know, we'll just let the administration of that play out.
What has he brought, even to meetings, since he hasn't been able to play? Houston said he's really good at watching film.
Yeah, well, he's a veteran player. He's been through it a long time. He's got a lot of experience in the league with, you know, with different teams. This is now his fifth team, if you count Denver, for training camp. So he's been in a lot of schemes. He has familiarity with a lot of different offenses and offensive players. And, you know, even when he was hurt and was going to be down, I think he only missed one or two days in that whole time. You know, from meetings and watching practice and being with the guys and doing everything else. So that presence definitely helped. And, you know, he's a veteran player, and that's what he could contribute when he was hurt, and he still was able to make a contribution.
With your ever-rotating door in the secondary, is there things you can do to mask that, band-aid that, or is football just a situation where all three phases of defense have to show up and there's nothing you can do schematically?
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much that you can do. Guys have to play well. They have to cover and tackle and, you know, do all the things that corners and safeties do. You know, there's not a whole lot that you can do other than that. I think that big responsibility, I mean, a big focus on responsibility. We've had very few, you know, missed assignments. You know, we had one on the touchdown, you know, we gave up early in the game where, you know, we didn't get the guy covered. We had miscommunication on a bunch route, and we had a guy get out. The other times that we've given up plays, we've been beat physically. And I think that's job number one, is make sure you communicate and make sure that you don't give up anything for free. And then you got to battle like everybody does in the NFL. I mean, it's tough to battle a passing game. I mean, that's the way it is in the NFL, particularly good quarterbacks, good wide receivers, good skill guys. But I think we're up to the challenge.
With as much as is on the line this week, what have you seen different from your team in practice, in the locker room? How have they approached this week?
You know, I think we're a professional team all weeks. You know, I think that we've always done a good job of handling a loss. We had a very disappointing loss at Chicago. Came back for a home game, played a good game, got a win against a really good team. You know, and it was because – it wasn't because we changed things or guys did anything different. You know, I think that, you know, it's been a lot of that same kind of feeling this week. You know, very disappointing loss on the road, NFC North opponent, and guys are very determined to come back to Ford Field and get a win.
Is Corey Williams in a situation where he maybe can't play two games within 4 days? You got to make a decision on one or the other?
Yeah, I mean, he is – he has – I don't want to say his injury or whatever, but it has been a use injury, a repetitive use type injury. So, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons we've limited his practice time so much. You know, we just take it day by day with him. If he can go, he can go. If he can't, then we got other guys that are in there and backups that play well, and we have a rotation up there anyway.
Do you expect Hanson to be okay?
Yeah, unless you see us make a move with a kicker, do you want a command performance? You want to see? go ask. I mean, if you know, those are some positions that. You know, we talked about Corey and having backups, and backups are expected to go in and play. But, You know, you have emergency backups at snapper and punter and kicker. You know, we saw Jason step in this year and punt pretty well in a game. And, you know, we've, you know, thank goodness haven't lost a long snapper in a game, but you're always prepared for stuff like that. But certainly don't want to go into a game without having one of those three guys.
Because of the constant rotation in the back end, is that limited, I guess, the playmaking ability of that group or the ability to force turnovers?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that, you know, turnovers come from good physical play. And, you know, I think that they've done a good job on stuff like that. You can't start a lot of turnovers. People get obsessed with turnovers, and particularly in the back end, guys start cheating. You know, guys start guessing on a route and then all of a sudden give up a double move or give up a route over the top or something like that. And we certainly don't want a feast or famine type mentality. We want a good, solid, do your job type mentality. And then if you do that, then turnovers will come. Turnovers will come from pass rush. It'll come from physical play and stuff like that. And that's our That's our objective.
Does some just of the lack more of that also come from maybe just quarterbacks getting rid of the ball so quickly against you guys this year?
We've seen that on a couple of occasions where the ball came out so quickly. There wasn't a whole lot that you could do. But you know, we've also had a couple plays in, you know, over the last few weeks where guys did a really good job of playing over top of some deep balls. Silva made a really good play on that deep ball against Seattle. You know, Eric Coleman came back against Jacksonville, made two of them. One got called back because of the penalty, but he made two deep down the field. You know, we just got to keep battling.
Is it one thing that's been missing this year, like you got last year, was the sack fumble? You know, it's either changed field position or you got possession.
Yeah, we had an awful lot of those. Cliff Averill and Kyle Vandenbosch, and most of the time a sack strip is a more valuable play than interception, because most of the time interceptions are deeper down the field. I mean, unless you intercept the three step and you're pick six and going the other way, but getting a sack strip, number one, it's usually about 10 yards or so, you know, behind the line of scrimmage, so you already have your return. And then the other thing is, if you can pick it up, generally it's about your offensive lineman back there, and you don't have to, you get some clear path in there. So that's certainly something that would help us, and it's something that we've done well when we've played well, and it would be a big boost to us if we were able to get that. That being said, you know, it's hard to get Rodgers. He throws quick. He's very mobile. He's very aware of situations. He's got a lot of different guys to be able to go, but that would certainly go a long way. However you get a turnover, will go a long way to helping us on defense.